Hey there, After Buzzers, and welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking about Episode 5, Seeds. So we have child brides, miscarriage, a colony wedding, and we're also going to talk about our resist sister, which is Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato and a song they have. We're going to talk about that, and how Elizabeth Moss is taking control over what nudity is seen on the show. Stay tuned for all that.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Little
girl. Speaking of Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
So this is the very song we're mentioning. But we'll get into more why it's important later on in the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Talking episode 5, Seeds. My name is Carrie Lane and my awesome panel.
Hey, I'm Leslie Powers, everyone.
Hey everyone, Veronica Briga here. Yes, I'm so excited about this, you guys. Lots to talk about. It was a roller coaster this time around.
Any quick specific overall thoughts?
Well, I was saying I've just binged all 5 episodes the past few days, so I'm living in a real dark place right now. And I just think there's a lot more to come, and I can't wait. It's
going to be awesome. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the panel, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Glad to have you.
Girl
you
power.
You binged all 5
episodes. That'd be dark.
I'm still recovering from episode 5.
And it's a gloomy day in L.A., so
right?
It's like
I know,
driving
today's
here,
weird.
I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to get taken? What's happening, guys? Just living in that spot.
Yeah, I think this was... the best episode this season yet.
I thought it was really good, too.
Really good.
There was stuff that we'll get into why, but there was so much about it that stood out and, like,
they're doing
solidified.
It right.
This is an excellent show, if we ever had any doubt.
Right,
but
right,
it's like,
right.
No.
Which we don't.
We do have a live chat on YouTube, so if you're watching this live, feel free to join us in that. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. Thank you so much, everybody who commented on last week's video and other videos as well. Love the discussion going because, you know, we only have so much time to talk about it here. Great to continue the discussion with us afterwards. And thanks for reaching out on Twitter. We've had quite a few people do that, too. All right. Beginning. We have June. And how broken is she?
Oh, my God. Well, now I feel like she wants people to call her Offred in the beginning of this.
Right.
I was waiting for her to correct everybody and say, my name is Offred, and just in this really creepy voice.
Yeah, she's going that direction.
The acting was pretty on point. I mean, it was a different side of Elizabeth Moss, of the character. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw it in her eyes. You're like, oh, man, she is that. She is on that other end. She's broken. She went there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she retrieved the letters from the tub, which was so depressing. I'm like, no. But she doesn't burn them all.
No.
They're not all burned.
No, I think Nick's going to.
Nick grabbed them.
That's later on.
Good observation.
Yes.
She has quite a few. I don't know if you guys notice, and viewers, if you all noticed. She has a lot of scenes in this episode where she almost looks up at camera.
Yes.
It's not at camera directly. It's just kind of off. But it felt like. How blank she was.
Right.
She can act with just her eyes in anything. I mean, seriously, it could just be the show would be like this. And you would know everything. She's an amazing actress.
I forget if it was an interview or whatnot, but she was talking about how, like, the camera is inches from her face at times.
She's like, don't look.
She hits the camera
with the little bonnet.
With her bonnet.
So
and then it breaks character. It's absurd.
I love it. I hadn't heard that. That's awesome.
And we have Nick, who notices her brokenness, which is so sad.
He just can't do anything. I feel like he's like got his hands tied behind his back.
Yeah.
Like seriously, it's crazy to me.
I think it's amazing that he went to Serena. I mean, that could have gotten him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the point where he's like, no, you need to help her, get her a mental doctor.
Yeah.
I really appreciated him for that. That was good.
I'm glad he said something.
And I feel like every tiny step any of the characters make to, like, resist a little bit.
Yes.
It's like, when are they going to get their, you know, judgment day?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel he did.
Well, speaking of judgment, though, we have Serena and Lydia during that exam.
Woo!
Which, such great power play moments between the two of them. Serena, like, every time interjecting with the answers to the question, like, oh, yeah, I totally have this under control.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't.
Her regular doctor can do a good job.
He would just go away, Aunt Lydia. Yeah. Oh. That was interesting. I, you know, a lot of times we're like, why do they pin the women against each other? But this fight, I'm all for this fight.
Aunt Lydia just
evil versus evil.
Yeah, Aunt Lydia just thinks she does no wrong. Like, she has no compass whatsoever.
No.
At all.
I love her line. She goes, have I let myself become a bother? You're like, oh, yes. But she also does notice that June is a little musty. As like, out of it.
Yeah, well,
but she doesn't
like,
do anything.
You need to bathe twice a day now, apparently.
As if that does anything.
I know, does she even have soap in that bathtub? I feel like there's no soap.
There's soap by the sink.
Yes, I noticed that, but the bathtub, I was probably like, it's just
same
water.
Stuff. Yeah.
This was interesting to me, this Aunt Lydia and Serena thing, mm-hmm. because, you know, she was coming at her and she kept kind of saying, you got to be nice to her. You got to set the mood. Mm-hmm, you got to do A, B, and C. But I feel like Aunt Lydia knew that she maybe cracked June a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
And was finding sort of a scapegoat in case something in the... She was kind of like in the back of... I'm just making this up, but this is my theory. That in the back of Aunt Lydia's mind, she was kind of like, if something goes wrong, I want Serena to feel that this was her fault.
Mm. Yeah. And never Aunt Lydia's fault for showing her the dead guy hanging. And that didn't do anything.
Yeah. So maybe that's blame what that on was. Her. Yeah.
Yeah. Lydia says they want a godly and harmonious environment in the home.
Is that possible? Not the crackling fire. Was that, enough?
Yeah. Then on the way out, though, Commander and Lydia have a moment, too. And that was a really interesting exchange. What did you think of it?
I think Joseph Fiennes is just, like, so subtle with his acting. I never know what he's thinking. Because I feel like he's been emasculated a little bit in this episode by that guy, Mr. Price, that's in charge.
I think it's Andrew.
Andrew.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Andrew.
I feel like he's feeling pressure from... you know, higher above him. Mm-hmm. So it's just everything's like crackling, like he's going to break or something. I don't know.
That was a great moment because it's not, I don't think Aunt Lydia knows it's Nick's child, right?
No, I don't think she knows. No. I bet it's common enough that nobody speaks about it, but it happens, you know, because it's like whatever gets the job done.
Ignore the handmaid. Why not ignore the...
Yeah, well, she was kidnapped, quote unquote. So I think maybe they understand that it's a... We're not going to talk about it, but if you did something else, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
As long as you got a baby.
That was such an awkward moment. Yeah, and then he had to, like, look at Nick, and it was, and then...
That, like, hole in the gate, that shot was so cool.
Well, then the line where she's just like, oh, your baby's the size of a papaya. The look he gave her...
Yeah. What was that?
That was the weirdest look. Please leave a comment down below.
Yes.
What do you think it was? Because it was so bizarre. I don't know, like, if he liked the thought of it. I thought it was kind of a reference to luxuries that they don't have anymore. Because that's, like, a tropical fruit. They probably, their grocery doesn't have it. So it's, like, talking of a bygone era. I don't know.
Interesting.
Or blessed be the fruit.
Yes.
I read something that the different stages, because I guess they don't use ultrasounds, right?
So the
different stages, right?
Yes. Papaya.
Yes. Yeah. Well, while you're eating,
people do it.
While you're eating your fruit... You should be listening to this awesome podcast. So if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of life, for those who do, we have got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. I think the commander could use that for sure.
Yes.
From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the After Show Handmaid's Tale, that sent you Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Yes.
I don't know that they get podcasts in Gilead, but, you know.
Right? Oh, they wish. It's the secret radio.
That would be great. The pirate radio, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what does she do all day in that room? I was thinking, besides counting the flowers on the bedspread.
Oh, wait. June. Yeah.
I'm like, what does she do all day?
Go insane.
Yeah, pretty much.
Clearly.
Well, speaking of people going insane, we have the women over at the colony.
Wow.
And how... we have women dying and just how bleak it is in the morning. They're like, oh, we only lost two. And...
Yeah, it's a good day.
It was... Yeah, no, that was... Did you guys notice how it was parallel? Like, people were dying at the colonies, and then they cut to the bleeding of the potential dying of the fetus. I don't know if I'm reading too deep into it.
No, you should. That's, I'm sure they did that on purpose.
But I was just like, wait a minute. And then of course, our first, you know, thought is, oh, God, the baby's dying, which, you know, we'll talk about later. But I thought that was really cool how they cut that together.
Yeah, the colonies are messed up.
Well, someone brought up, getting a little bit ahead, but I kind of was thinking about it, and what do we think? People on a previous video had commented, what do we think they're actually doing out there? I did notice the bins that looked like they had the hazardous waste sign on it, so it looked like they were possibly cleaning up hazardous waste, but if it's radioactive anything, or any kind of chemical that intense, I don't think just scooping it out's really going to solve the problem, so it's like, what's the point?
What are they doing? I mean, besides burying dead women... Yes,
that giant field.
I don't think there is a point. Yeah, to
yeah,
it,
that's
right?
Why I'm like, it's I wonder like if they're
we gotta give them do something. Yeah, we gotta worry. Yeah, that way they can, you know, their bodies can go quicker,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, would, I mean, would you go the to the colonies or would you go to the Jezebels?
It's just a threatening, yeah.
I feel like the Jezebels is looking pretty good at this
sure.
moment in time.
Well, even the ants mm-hmm. working
they have
there, like,
there.
That's probably the, you know, the chip job of, like,
yeah.
you got demoted as an ant that totally. You're supervising there, because even though they have protective gear,
right.
sort of, I don't yeah. think it's going to really protect you from that environment.
But I think you're, I think whoever commented that is, I think there is maybe a bigger, there either is no meaning to it, or there's like a
oh,
huge meaning
sure.
to it.
Clean up.
Mm-hmm. To what they're
sure.
cleaning up.
We have Emily and Janine, and yes. poor little Janine. God holds me in the palm of his hand. And that's what Lydia yeah. says. And that's almost exactly how she says it. She seems so...
Yes.
Okay, so do we think she's an honest believer, or she is snapped and this is the thing? That she's an honest believer because then she can hold on to something.
I think she's an. I think there's still a little of Janine before this left. That she. This is probably what her upbringing was, or
yeah,
her family. Because she seemed like she wanted a family. That's always
yeah.
been kind of her attitude. And then Emily's just losing teeth.
Yeah. But Janine is such a. She's such a happy spirit. So she. You know, she's almost
yes.
like a child in a sense.
That's where I
totally.
Go. She's
yeah.
almost crazy because she's too happy.
She's the baby.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't trust her.
She's going to see the good in no. everything, even the good in the colonies, apparently.
Which is right? useful, though, because you yeah. kind of need those people around as well.
Absolutely.
I think she's, it's both of, like, she grew up with this, but she snapped, but this is the thing that's helping her stay sane.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those you have
totally.
To validate your situation, otherwise you'd go
right.
nuts. More so.
Yes.
Right.
Watching the women be intimate was actually really sweet, that they're not really giving them a hard time for it. We got Kit and
sweet.
Fiona, which, even though they had a short run of it,
yeah.
But
I
noticed
really
they weren't,
sweet.
Like, wow. breaking them up, and they're
yeah.
kind of like, okay. And they
yeah.
weren't super, super secretive about it.
No, I thought they were, like, kind of nuzzling in front of
I
authorities.
Like, aw, so sweet.
I love that moment. Yeah, that was
yeah.
cool to watch.
It was sweet.
Emily points out, we come here, we work, we die. So then I'm like, so why not rebel? Because you're going to die anyways.
Yes. Use those shovels.
Right. Yes.
Well, it might
and
now?
There's more of them than there were overseers.
Yeah,
use those shovels.
Yeah, I mean, they have weapons
gonna,
in
like,
their hands
smack
every
them.
Day.
And, I mean, there's
yeah.
still the psychological prison of it, which mm-hmm. I think we talked about before, is the idea of there's the parable of a baby elephant staked to the ground and is told it can't pull that out because it's so weak and strong. But as an elephant grows, it still won't pull out the stake because it thinks of it as
yeah.
the same thing.
Yeah.
So I think these people, that's why they don't rebel, because you're still... stuck in that
Stockholm
cage.
Right.
syndrome.
Right, right. But now she has somebody who's moldable, because, you know, Emily's our strong force here. She's,
mm-hmm,
she
mm-hmm.
is down
oh,
for
yeah.
the cause. She's our resistance. Now she has Janine, who
yep.
looks up to Emily.
Yes.
And so if you have one ally can lead to two, or
no,
you know, three,
totally
four.
Right.
So hopefully that
you're
happens.
Totally right.
That'd
oh.
be great.
And then
Absolutely.
For those of you on our YouTube, please go check out iTunes. We have a link in the description. Go rate, comment, and subscribe.
Yes.
Let them know how awesome this show is, how much
yes.
you love it. And, you know, 1 through 4 don't work, so you may as well put 5.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let us know your thoughts on the show, what other topics you're interested in, and we'd love to hear from you. And then if you
yes.
on YouTube, thank you very much for watching as well. But, yeah, hop over on iTunes. And then we got, we come back. Oh, that was the moment you were talking about, Veronica, mm-hmm. of, yeah, we cut back to June when she's on the toilet and we have the blood showing, but she doesn't say anything.
Nope. But I wondered about that, because doesn't Rita do her laundry?
I
so
thought
I was like,
that
is she
too.
Gonna, is she going to hide her underwear? Because I was
oh,
like, someone's got
she could rinse
find
it
out.
Before Rita gets
yeah,
it.
She could rinse
that was my
it.
Thought.
I thought that too, but God,
it would still
lot.
Stain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was terrified, right? Because that was my thought, too. Okay, because I don't
yeah.
know why.
I think she didn't care.
She didn't care, okay?
She wanted
decide.
It to die.
I think she wanted
sure.
it to die, but I also think
sure.
that's her only way to, like, keep going and to keep having
yeah.
days to plot to get out. So she's got to have it.
Because mm-hmm.
that's the only thing keeping her safe, essentially. So.
A little bit. But then she later is like, you're strong, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she was like, all right, maybe.
She's like,
all right,
you
yeah.
last through this, and then
well, she
yeah,
wasn't
we'll
June
it.
Yet at that moment.
No, yeah, she was still Alfred.
In all fairness, yeah.
So what do we think of, like, Serena trying to be nice to her? They have the scene where they're walking together. Yeah. She's kind of trying to be funny almost. Like, oh, get those genetics from that nose.
Yeah.
It felt so awkward.
It was. And then she's like, oh, that woman complains, takes every chance to complain about her
yeah,
baby.
Which Mrs. Putnam and Miss Scott.
I agree mm-hmm. with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so funny because you have these slight moments of humanizing Serena.
Yes. But, little bits, yes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. But, you know, she's a snake. She's a snake in the grass. Nothing is really mm-hmm. for anyone else, you know. Yes. So when, yeah.
I think she would betray her husband at this point for that baby.
Yeah. She has that side yeah. comment, too, talking down about mm-hmm. him as well. We'll get to that, too, in a second. But she does ask June. She's like, what's wrong with you? So there's that.
Yeah. She's like, I need conversation. My husband doesn't say anything.
Exactly. There's that scene where she sits herself. Down. Exactly. I feel she's... Yeah. Yeah, she's bored. She has no one to talk to. Commander's yeah. only like, uh-huh, yes, dear, uh-huh, yeah,
you're
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
be a great mom.
Like, not over. Listening. But he does anything. Give the look with the newspaper when she's like, Nick is caring about her. Mm-hmm. He's like, what?
Mm-hmm. And that was such a girl move. Like, I want to make you jealous. Like, I'm not saying I endorse that type of thing, but...
Wait, Serena doing it or the commander?
I think Serena yeah. mentioning Nick is mm-hmm. to, like... Because mm-hmm. obviously when she was, like, excited to share the news, we yeah. went on a walk, we mm-hmm. did this, he couldn't mm-hmm. care less. So she's like, well, you know who does care? Nick. Yeah. He cares, you know, and the father of the baby.
Seed. Apparently his seed works. Yeah. And your seed doesn't.
Yeah.
So,
ooh, yes.
Burn.
Well, yeah. then, Commander, even more, we were talking about Andrew, where he's trying to get the promotion for Nick, which I didn't remember his name, because we only say Nick, so yeah. it's Nick Blaine, and I'm like, Blaine? What?
Yeah, I
we never
totally,
say his last yeah, name.
I was like, who?
Yeah. and then, but Commander's not up with his Bible verses, which was a fun moment of Andrew putting him
that.
Down.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
And in Andrew suggesting to keep Nick on, do we feel Andrew is part of the eye?
Oh, that's interesting. Hmm. Andrew, I feel like we're going to learn more.
I don't know. Him. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Someone that high would be up. A because wild it was dream. Weird. Like, why? Why push the commander to keep Nick around unless he yeah. knew?
Because maybe he doesn't trust. Oh, right. Or he doesn't trust Nick.
But like, then you could move him away.
Yeah, that's
go somewhere
true.
Else.
Yeah.
What I think do you guys a, think? Yeah, leave a comment.
There's a mind game happening with the
oh, yeah.
commander and that guy, for sure.
Oh, and then we got June in her little bloodbath and that reflection in the water.
So I'm a director, gross. And that was, like, the coolest shot I've yes. ever seen. Because I in the red, white, and blue colors almost, I was like, ah, oh, America, what is happening? Like, it was just such a trip. It was a trip.
Oh, that
was very cool.
Beautiful and disgusting at the same
yes.
time.
Yes, I'm like, she's just...
Poetic.
Living, yeah, yeah. living in her own
I mean, it's blood. Also... Yeah, well, it's good, though, too, because this show has shown many things that just women deal with, and, like, women yeah. bleed. That's part of the process yes. of life and everything, and so they're showing mm-hmm. that, but sitting in a tub of, I don't know if I'd want to sit in that, but no. I think June's too far gone. Yes,
so,
yes.
So real quick, yeah. yeah, some people in the chat bringing up some great points. So Sleek iFresh said, I thought Andrew put Nick there to spy on the commander. Mm-hmm. That
ooh,
yeah.
Read Mama Otter's.
Okay, Mama Otter says Andrew is the eye. Remember from season one.
Oh, it's so hard to remember all the details.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, there are people yeah. going crazy about this. Nick was placed there to watch the commander. Right. Yep. Andrew doesn't like the oh. how fake the commander is.
Thank you. So. Well, then it's nice because yes. this reinforces because it's been a little while. That's like, yes. hey, in case you forgot, because you pick that up to go. Why
yeah.
are you doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because we were feeling it. We were feeling yeah. the weirdness.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody. That was informative.
And then picking up little things, Rita notices June's not doing so well. Of like, are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, the whole world notices.
Are you going to pass out?
Yeah.
You're bleeding?
I was waiting for her, too.
I love that she thought a piece of toilet paper was going to, like, fix it.
Hey, that's all she got.
Hey, that's all you got.
That's all you got. Poor thing. So sad.
Then we have oh, yeah. the Prevaganza.
Oh my gosh.
Which.
Wow.
I like that Serena goes, well, that's not one of his better choices. And enough yeah. that June could hear her.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh. Okay.
I think she used to be probably pretty cool in her. When we saw her little clip of
way
her
back
before.
When?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who, Serena?
From Serena. I think she
yeah.
was. Yeah.
She was a lot better.
I don't know if yeah. cool is the word, but.
Yeah, better.
Better than she
was better.
She
now.
Was better.
Yeah. Then this is when we get the time we're going to honor the valiant guardians. And Nick's up there. Oh, then we get our creepy child brides who are so young looking.
Oh my goodness.
And it's the wonderful arranged marriage with the creepy veils of like, good luck.
Yeah.
What a disgusting scene.
It was like the Russian roulette up there. Yeah. And I also love that Nick opened his box and we had no idea what was in there.
But he gave
a
look.
He did, and he was like, oh, he's so screwed.
Do you think Nick knew that the brides were that young? Because he kind of looked shocked. Like, when he saw her, he was like, whoa.
I think it's common practice that they start them that young, because it's one of those, if this is that essentially primitive in the childbearing society kind of idea, as long as that girl got her period the first time, she's good to go. So you could have them as young as 10, 11, 12.
And reminiscent of real stuff that happens all over the world. Again, being relevant, Handmaid's Tale.
Absolutely.
In a very sad way, yeah.
They're probably, they look a little more like the 13 to 15 range, but they could be as
pre-teens.
Young. Yeah,
they
for
look
sure.
Preteen.
I mean, at least Nick's younger, though, too, because some of these men were adult men getting these girls. And just like you said, there are plenty of people around the world that this still is a practice, that they're giant age gap. Against their will for those young ladies.
Yes.
Oh, and Nick looking up at June and her looking back at him.
Eye twitch.
This was the moment. This was the moment. Oh.
She's like anywhere, look anywhere. But
he's saying the vowels and looking at her. And I feel like he was looking at her like, come back to me, June. Snap out of it, Alfred. Come back to me. And you just felt that energy.
Let's rebel. Let's get the F out of here. This is insane.
Yeah. Oh, and the use of the silence when she starts clapping. Yeah.
She was like, I can't do it.
And then she doesn't look at him as he walks by
when he walks away.
Yeah, no,
but
she's
Serena
like, I'm done. That's the final, like, snap for her, too. I think that's one of the other final ones, because that was something she had that was good in her life, and now it's like, not really anymore, though he could still do stuff, just saying.
Yes.
Not as easily, but, you know.
No, but he definitely still loves her, and it was just so sad. Oh,
I felt bad for him, too.
The patriarchy isn't good for men, either.
Exactly. It doesn't help him out. Jumping back to Janine and Emily, when she points out, like, the weeds, they're, like, excited about that, and they grow, and they don't care whoever is looking. Janine kind of makes sense when she's like, well, God saved my life twice, and that's why she still believes in him, which is fine. But then, her moment when she's like, I want to change my wish when Kit gets carried off.
Yes.
You're like, oh,
Janine is
so
a fragile little bird. And
you know how they say the half is glass empty, the glass is half full or half empty? Well, Janine's glass is, like, totally full.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, too, you know?
What if Janine saves the day? Who knows? Like, what if...
Right?
What if she's like, you know, God saved my life twice. Maybe if I rebel, it's not going to matter. He's going to continue to save me. I don't know.
Okay, that's a good thought.
And Emily needs that optimism. Like, so we get Emily with the tooth falling out, which is bad sign. Thing. That means, like, oh, no.
That and the ear cutting. I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. then they have the really kind of cute gathering, and apparently was Janine's idea. Like, why don't they just have
a little
wedding?
Yes.
And Emily tells her, well, I'm trying to keep you alive, and, you know, this is hell, and covering up with flowers doesn't change anything. And then Janine makes a good point. Well, at least we can die happy.
She makes a great point. I was like, I kept thinking about that, because I was like, what? I mean, hopefully we are never in that situation or a similar situation, you know, where you feel like all is lost. But but if you do, I mean, and there's no way out.
Yeah.
Don't you're not necessarily, you know, what is it? Like, when you're not with reality, you're not delusional.
Yeah,
but
you're not, like, resigned to it necessarily.
Yeah, right. You're not delusional, but you're just trying to,
you're trying to survive at that point.
Be at peace.
Yes. That's a good point. Be at peace.
So poor Kit dies, but at least they had their happiness before then. Janine kind of helps with the burial, which is interesting. And then there's how many graves, which you touched upon.
So many.
But then we get Emily kind of thinking. We get a moment seeing her thinking. And I'm like, oh, is this the start? The gears turning of, like, all right, well, if I'm bound to die here anyways, may as well do something.
Do something, Emily. Do something.
I hope so, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so June... Oh, yeah. How much blood she had. Who thought it was going to be miscarriage? I was like, oh, it's a miscarriage.
Oh, hands down. I was like, what's next?
The minute she's... even the spot bleeding.
Yeah.
To get all graphic, but whatever. Yeah, even the spot bleeding, I was like, baby's done. We're done. Yeah.
I was like, are they going to still try to impregnate her? Like, be like, okay, we'll give you 3 months and then discard her if she couldn't get pregnant. I didn't know. I was like thinking all these crazy thoughts. Yeah. Like, what happens to handmaids if they miscarry?
Right. Are they in trouble? Because obviously it's not, you know, something that, I mean, stress could bring
the will
that,
of God.
But yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there it is.
Exactly.
It's a blessing.
But though, there's a very intriguing moment where she starts to walk out of the room. They're like, is she going to walk downstairs with all that blood on? That would be so exciting and cool.
Yeah.
And then she changes her mind and goes in, but I feel that's when she gave up.
Mm-hmm. I wondered, I was like, is she going to go tell Serena? Yep. Is she going to ask for help? And then I think she was just like, F these people.
Yeah.
They're not going to help me. Nobody
can help
me. How
did she get out the window?
I know. Did she fall out?
I thought the windows were barred or couldn't open.
I thought she jumped out the window and we were seeing her like trying to commit suicide. I didn't know think.
But I thought all the windows had bars on them enough that she couldn't open the windows anymore.
I hope that they'd tell us because that was really bugging me.
Yeah, because in previous things I thought they had made it as suicide proof as possible. Or before, in her bad behavior, they had like shut the windows, like nailed them shut or did some kind of bar.
Yeah.
If any of you notice, please let us know. Because
yes,
I don't,
please.
If anybody's
but
noticed
did she,
in the
could
chat.
Could she have just walked out? Or did they say for sure it was a window?
That's true.
I know we did assume. I assumed the same as well. Yeah. The window, but.
Yeah, because I
she could have walked outside.
Yeah.
Okay. And then absolutely. Last little bits, we get the young bride and Serena, and she's from a small town, and expect when you lay with him. But go Serena going, both of you can enjoy it. It can
yes,
be both
was,
be wonderful.
That was a small moment for
little moment. For little women. Flicker. And then the commander and Nick, the Gilead values family, and that was a creepy power play.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds June. Oh, that was it. June's alive, and then tells the baby, you're tough. And then kind of got a weird security guy watching her, too, which was weird.
Which is why she went under the covers. And
And then she says, I won't let you grow up in this place. They do not own you. And then I'm going to get you out of here. She has renewed purpose. Thank goodness. Oh, my goodness.
June.
I'm so happy. Go, June.
June is back. That. But I wanted to say something real quick about, what did you touch on? You said about Serena with...
Oh, telling the young bride, Miss Spencer, Mrs. Blaine now.
Okay, a snake in the grass. Like, why? I thought, my thought was, she wants the girl to enjoy
ooh, it would
sex.
Lead Nick away.
Yes, you see?
This is true.
Take him away.
My first thought was with you, though. It's like, she's being nice. She wants to, let a female enjoy sex because she can't.
Yeah.
But no, never.
Everyone means something else.
Never. Oh, yes. Not in this world. Well, nobody's watching out for you. Sorry.
No. That covers up this episode. Leslie, you have some news.
Yes. So there was several articles that...
We have a news.
Sorry, they have intro
news. Yes.
News. So Elizabeth Moss talked to several outlets and yesterday, actually, and said that she has approval over all of her nude scenes and all of her sex scenes, and she feels that every female actress should do the same, because if it goes on TV and you have no idea what, you know, which cut made it or which angle made it, and it's something that you know, it's your body, and that's what the show represents is, you know, they don't get choices in the show, but we have choices as women, you know, hopefully more are coming. So I thought that was super cool. And there's a lot of people on Twitter saying they are equally addicted and equally traumatized from The Handmaid's Tale.
Ditto.
And they would really like to have a support group. So if anyone has a Handmaid's Tale support group out there, we would all love to join.
We are your support group.
Yes.
I think that's great that she's doing that for the nudity. Especially, like, she's the star. She should definitely have, like, the power over what gets seen. And there are ways to tastefully do nudity.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, she should
to
be part of that discussion.
It's an artistic show.
It sets a precedent for... you know, other actresses to demand the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really does help kind of shape the industry. So I appreciate her doing that. Yeah.
Then, Veronica, you were talking about, you're going to tell us about our Resist sister.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we got sisters
have
this
sisters.
Week.
Yes. We have two Resist plural sisters of the week. This is going out to Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato because they had their performance of Christina Aguilera's song Fall in Line. They performed it on the Billboard Music Awards last night, but there's something so special about this song. You know, it's a girl power anthem, and I just wanted to read a couple of the lyrics because it's just like it kind of goes with this show. So it says, listen closely because no one told me, but you deserve to know that in this world you are not beholden, you do not owe them your body and your soul.
June.
Nice. Preach.
Mic drop. And it's like a message to little girls. And so I love it when people use their voices, you know, to empower everyone, especially, you know, pop stars that so many little girls look up to. And even adults, you know, follow them as well.
And then do we have any other interesting shout-outs from the chat? Of anybody chiming in with some good theories and comments from the show?
Well, someone did say... is it Lita Quiroz?
Yeah.
Said, I thought she fell because there's no way even broken she would think she would have to kill herself in that short height. Like, she wouldn't have died.
Ah,
so
right.
I agree with you. I think she maybe just walked outside and then passed out from the blood.
Yeah. Oh, and Mama Otter says, on the window, Aunt Lydia wanted it open. Oh, ventilation.
Oh, good noticing.
Mama Otter, for sure. Good observation.
Yes.
And then anybody else? Before we move on to predictions.
Oh, just, I don't know how to say this.
This is what's your best shot?
A gullible girl.
A gullible girl.
Because it's all together.
Whole thing together. Says, hell yeah, Serena has a new little protege. So I think that's a good point to make, is that she's grooming.
Yes. Like that might be good, though, for Serena to have a friend. Exactly. June
Someone
is not
to
her friend,
control. She has more people to control.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all the fans chiming in. And then please leave comments if you're not watching this live. No problem. And then let's get into our predictions.
Ooh.
We got our...
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
How quickly do we think June is going to try to escape?
I think it's coming. And I think someone's going to help her. And I just don't know who.
Right.
And my other big prediction is that, are we going to see June's mother at any point in the colonies, or is she already dead?
Oh, wow.
Because it was mentioned she was there,
we don't know what the timeline on that was.
Yeah,
you know, depending on how much she was exposed to any of the chemicals there, if she's alive, because maybe it's only 5 years, 10 years, and she could age-wise be okay, but... living in that environment.
Because how much time has passed? I don't even know at this point. It hasn't been a crazy long time.
I think it's been about 3 to 5 years.
Then they said something like people only last 11 that, months, right, at the colonies?
Yeah. Okay. I think we said it somewhere in season one, and then they say it vaguely in the book. But the problem is June has no sense of time, so it's a little hard to keep. I mean, she's pregnant this one time, so that's like about a year almost. Not quite.
Right.
Yeah, go 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Please leave your comments down below if you notice.
Mama Otter, where are you?
Because some of it, it's like they say it, and then it's like, wait, what was it, a sense? Because it feels, to us, a little more immediate, but I'm like, no, this has been a long time.
Yeah, because how long was, you know, Moira and the Jezebels? Yeah.
Right.
And so, I'm curious.
Veronica, do you have any predictions?
I predict a revolution.
Oh, please. I hope so.
Well, the way she was talking to that baby was like, there is no turning back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to quickly touch on the name of the episode was Seeds, right?
Yes.
So it came from a Greek poet, but a Mexican proverb that this revolutionary group said, they kind of reworded it, and it said, they tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds.
Mm. Ooh, that's good.
Yes, and so that is a revolutionary force in Mexico that fights against the government that is still around today, the Zapatistas, but it just reminded me so much of The Handmaid's Tale, and she said something earlier in season one, if they didn't want us to be an army, they shouldn't have dressed us in uniforms.
Yes.
And so I'm just ready for you know, I'm ready for her and Nick to kind of align again and see how far we can get.
Yes.
I think the colony is going to have their revolution first.
Sure.
Though those people are very weak, I think as long as they get the inspiration, they would fight.
Sure.
The problem is, I think in Gilead proper, it's a little too organized to do a full-scale rebellion.
Of course.
But I'm hoping whoever helped June the first time would be willing to do it again, because it'd be like, we already tried and you kind of effed it up. Because she still went to the place, even though the safe house wasn't good, and she should have done something else. But I'm glad she has the fervor and excitement back again, and I think she's going to try. So I'm glad. Good.
Go, June, go.
Yes. All right. Yes. That wraps up our episode. Thank you so much for watching, chiming in, and leaving your comments, joining us in the chat. It's a pleasure talking about the show. It's very exciting. And let's go down the line, Veronica. Where can people find you to keep chatting?
Yes, guys, you can find me on Twitter. Find me on Instagram, all over. It's Veronica B Online.
Awesome. And then, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at LesliePowers15 or on Instagram at LMPowers15.
I'm so glad to have you on the
show.
Thanks,
girl. Awesome. I feel the girl power.
Yay. My name is Carrie Lane. Thank you so much for watching. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Thanks so much for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.